The latest proposal comes from the public interest law firm ABC for Health. Director Bobby Peterson says they took the best ideas of the other plans promoted by labor, professional, and insurance groups, then added protections for consumers by suggesting there be an Office of Healthcare Advocacy and Outreach.
Healthcare that can't be taken away without some type of due process system, so that you have a right for a hearing, a right for review, to make sure that you get the health care that you need and deserve for yourselves and your family.
The so-called pathway plan, like other proposals, depends on large purchasing pools and decreased administration to save costs. Some of that money would be used to boost what's paid to Medicare providers. The plan would cost anywhere from $300 to $700 million, depending on federal money available and user participation. There would be no requirement for businesses to join, which small companies have opposed in the past. Darcy Haber of Wisconsin Citizen Action hopes lawmakers will take a serious look at the plan, even though the health care crisis is competing for attention with the state budget crisis.
None of this is going to amount to anything if the folks in this building aren't going to listen. We need the people that we elected to really listen and read these plans and think about it and realize that we're long overdue for a change.
The pathway plan extends the state's health program for the poor, BadgerCare, to a higher level of income and allows others to buy into the plan. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.